ask, is misery the absence of happiness? This is going to be harder, isn't it?
That's a miserable question. I couldn't help.
That's why I set you up with it earlier. We're going to start with this one. Great question, whoever's that one.
No, that's great. But, I mean, it also highlights, and I think it's important as we explore how we do tend to divide things up and bifurcate and that either or, black and white, good and bad, and misery, happiness. And, you know, there is a, just in the English language, we place a tremendous importance on nouns, in the sense of things, objects, and so that. But I think one of the important aspects of exploring Buddhism is to explore the continuity of cause and condition, that whatever we're looking at is actually more a verb in terms of it is an ongoing process that is conditions contributing to each other for something to manifest, and while it's manifesting, it is still changing and it will continue to change. So that trying to solidify things or to divide them up and then feel we've got a handle on, okay, well, at least I'm not miserable, so I must be happy. But I think it is really helpful to be recognizing, and of course we're still going to do it, and even and the Buddha did divide things up as well in terms of, you know, there is this and there is that, but I think it's not believing it so. So solidly, that is really helpful for our practice, our training, our ongoing reflection, and also, you know, as we think about misery and happiness, I mean, there is the Pali words dukkha and sukha. And dukkha being not so, I mean, it's more like, yeah, it is translated as suffering, which again is actually a gerund. You know, which is again, there's this sense of the act of quality of is because we're doing it. It's not necessarily a thing that's come to benight us, but that we're very much involved in that process of creating suffering. But also that when the Buddha talks of dukkha, it has a spectrum of emotional tone from suffering to misery to discontent, dissatisfaction, dis-ease, so that lack of ease, or that feeling of the feeling of lack, discomfort that we all experience in different ways, So that too, and then of course its opposite is going to be a spectrum. Also, the word sukha is a spectrum, and it is sometimes with language. it's helpful to, and those people who've heard me speak for a long time will know. Sometimes I refer to this image that I'll give for dukkha, because dukkha was a pre-Buddhist word. Some of the words the Buddha actually coined himself, and say like the word khanda. So he used it in a that refers to the five aggregates of being. He coined that or used that in his own peculiar way. But the word dukkha was a word in the Northern England, Indian language that is pre-Buddhist and so quite ancient. And India has been for a long time kind of a horse culture, in the sense of horses, chariots, wagons. And ka is actually where the axle goes into the wheel. And that is what's called ka. And do is sort of not good, not helpful, not pleasant, not comfortable. So dukkha is suffering. And so that the wheel doesn't move smoothly, it doesn't move comfortably, it doesn't roll along in an easeful way. It's dukkha. And when I read that years ago, it reminded me of my growing up, and for most people here, the image is only an imaginary one. But where I grew up, in the winter time, I grew up in northern Canada, about 600 miles north of North Dakota, and so we know about cold winters there. So you know when you park your car, you put your block heater in and you keep the oil and then keep the engine and battery warm enough so that you can start it in the morning. But then there's some mornings when you wake up and it's sort of minus 35, minus 40, minus 45. And engine starts fine, but the wheels, the air in the tires has kind of shrunk. And then the tires have frozen. So the bottom of the tires are kind of flat and the rest is round. So then you start the engine and you start going and you go, kukum, kukum, kukum. That's dukkha. The wheel is not moving smoothly. So that sense of recognizing dukkha is kind of a process in the same way that happiness is a process. So misery being an absence of happiness is a partial truth. But I think it's helpful to expand the perspective and be reflecting on these quite key terms of our human experience in ways that is trying to allow that sense of conditionality and how things are coming into being and passing away.